Hillary Ryder was driving along State Route 32 near Rockport Reservoir on Sunday evening and noticed a pickup truck parked along the roadway. She said something didn't seem right to her, so she pulled over to see what was going on.
And as I was driving along the reservoir, I saw four deer. It was just instinctively or intuitively something didn't seem right to me, and I pulled over to the side of the road, and I could hear a gunshot. And so I rolled down my window, and I was pretty far away. I was in a safe distance from the hunters, but I started yelling at them to stop shooting. And they weren't listening to me or couldn't hear me. I honestly couldn't say which it was. But then I started yelling at the deer to run.
She's not familiar with hunting laws and called the sheriff's department.
And they said somebody else had reported the incident at the time. I spoke to dispatch. She was not aware of what the outcome was. And so, but she did tell me that it was an illegal kill for two reasons. One is that you're not allowed to hunt within close proximity to a road, and that you're not allowed to hunt wildlife that are on the state park land.
Trevor Doman from the Division of Wildlife Resources told KPCW the man was cited on a couple of violations.
The hunter was just coming along the Highway 32 side of the reservoir, and he encountered a deer off of the road toward the reservoir side, and got out of the vehicle and exited the vehicle and walked over off the side of the road and shot the deer. He had a valid tag for the area. He was in the correct hours of hunting. When Officer Kaza investigated the scene with him and the situation, found a couple of violations, found that he was not wearing hunter orange, and also that the discharge of a rifle in that park is not allowed. You cannot discharge within a mile of park facilities. And so the discharge of the rifle was a rule violation with the division. So Officer Kaza cited him for those two charges, but it has yet to go through court. So as of right now, he's still innocent until it goes through court and he's found guilty.
It's against the law to have a loaded firearm in a vehicle and to shoot from a vehicle. Doman says the law also requires a person be 18 inches off of a road if discharging a firearm.
Poaching would be a more definition of an unlawful take of wildlife. So if he would have unlawfully taken the wildlife, like if he didn't have a deer tag or he shot it out of season, that would be more considered a poaching incident. This incident was he had the right tag and he was in the right area. He just discharged a firearm where he didn't know he couldn't. He didn't realize that he couldn't discharge a firearm within Rockport State Park area. So it was an accident on his behalf. He didn't realize that. And then the hunter orange, I don't know his explanation of why he wasn't wearing hunter orange, but according to Kaza's investigation, he found out that he was not wearing hunter orange, which is a requirement of the state.
Utah's Wildlife Resources Division has a poaching hotline. If you witness something you know to be a hunting violation, or you see something that's suspicious or out of the ordinary, call the DWR at 800-662-DEER-3337. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.